All right, let's bring on Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. As we've talked about it this morning, the Safer at Home order that goes into effect tomorrow afternoon at 5. That's a statewide order, and how it applies here in Mobile, we check in with the mayor of the city. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
Morning. So you had said that you were going to wait to hear the press conference yesterday from the mayor and then react to that, and you did yesterday. First of all, you're safer at home. And what does that mean for Mobile? Is it changing? What does it change? I know the curfew was discussed as well.
Since you mentioned the curfew, you know, we are lifting the curfew. It really goes out, you know, it goes out on the 30th, and it'll coincide. You know, 5:30, less 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, there will be no curfew after that. So that's one thing. And I think what we'll start seeing, Sean, you'll start seeing, I think, a gradual movement back into the strip centers of the boutique shopping areas and to the malls, actually. And it's up to the employers, the store owners, let's say, and the individuals to abide by the rules.
You know, the governor's order, Safer at Home, talks about, like you said, opening those retail stores subject to 50% occupancy. Will that be the standard for Mobile, or will there be will it be less?
No, it'll be the same thing. And actually, yesterday, the attorney general sent a letter or gave an opinion about a city having the ability to enforce more stringent rules than what the governor has ordered. I've not read it in its entirety, but I know the gist of it is that a city really does not have the right to put in more stringent controls.
Yeah, I think, and maybe I'm off on this, but I thought the precedent, a year or two ago when the legislature said that municipalities couldn't change the minimum wage from where the state had it, maybe that, you know, they had exercised that authority at that point. Now, what can you do that's different? Can you do anything, maybe not more stringent, but can you do anything less stringent? As you look at bars and restaurants and you talk to people with hair salons, I know you talked about that last night. What do you tell those people who say, hey, the retail stores are open, but I can't have anybody in my restaurant? Even if I do follow all the protocols and make it 50% capacity, I'm still shut down.
So let's talk about the beauticians and barbers first. I mean, they know that we have been weighing in on their behalf. They've seen the letters that were written. We had 10 mayors sign on to a letter early yesterday, to get to the governor beforehand. And we had actually weighed in with her on Friday about their plight. So they know that we're fighting for them. And they're tremendously grateful for that. My understanding from several conversations that were held last night is that in a couple of cases, their unemployment compensation or some of the stimulus money, for lack of a better term, has come in. And so that, you know, is calming to them. We're also looking at some other things as an avenue that we can help them. Not quite ready to roll that out because we hadn't completely vetted it. When it comes to the restaurants, it's the same thing. They were all really anticipate being able to open up. And that's why I think it's very difficult from a messaging standpoint. Our hope had been that the governor would give them a date certain. So, because you can point toward a date certain and with some comfort. See, I can make it to that point in time. It's just like seeing the finish line in a race. But for her own reasons and then the advice of her advisors, you know, they decided that they could not do that, a date certain, because they want to see what's going to happen with the number of cases that occur in the next several days in reaction to or in response to what's already been relaxed.
Yeah, but notice that when looking at that proceeding with caution document put out from the governor's office yesterday, a lot of details under stay at home, a lot of details under safer at home, and you get to the green light, safer apart, it's really nothing in that column. And that leaves a lot of people like without that finish line you mentioned.
That's right. And see, Sean, my perception is this, is that it was a big move for her to move at the time she did. I mean, I know that the clock was running approaching April 30th, but still some of the numbers that we have in the state of Alabama, you know, they were, let's say, borderline, so, but she made that move. She's done that. So now I think her next focus is, you know, who is the next group that we've got to help. And I think it's going to be the barbers, beauticians, and the restaurant owners.
You know, as we look at the science behind this, the medicine behind this, and you have talked about it with us, you've talked about it at all your press conferences about capacity, right? We were flattening the curve at one point, and you pointed out last week that Mobile's hospitals were less than 50% capacity. So with seeing the elective surgeries and all that can go back online here with the order coming up tomorrow, now it seems like we're not as worried about the capacity at the hospitals. It just seems to me, then why are we continuing? I mean, I agree we need to make good decisions and be safe and clean our hands and all that. But if the fear was overwhelming the hospitals, it seems like that has gone away in this new order. So why not let all the businesses operate at some level?
So from starting last Friday, let's say I made my remarks that were viewed at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, but I made them probably at 1 o'clock. We started getting the data in for Friday, Saturday, and things changed. And so now the hospitals, there's not nearly the capacity at the hospitals as existed even as late as last Thursday. Okay.
Okay.
And it's attributable to the nursing homes.
Yeah.
But now we have reached a point in the hospitals combined with the elective surgery where the hospitals were not a concern. Now that could be an area of focus as we go forward here in the next couple of weeks.
Mayor Stimson, we've spoken in the past about the difficulties of acquiring tests for our county. Where do we stand on that now?
So there's a new company, and I think it's DocRx maybe, that has just bought a new machine. It'll be identical to the machine that is owned by Synergy. And so they should be going online next week, and within a week of starting up, they'll probably 2 weeks from now, they could be doing 400 tests a day. So additional testing capacity is coming up, and that's going to be a big help. And that's the PCR test.
Okay. With that testing, I mean, I think that's a good thing. We have more tests. Of course, that's going to give us some better idea of the prevalence of COVID-19. But you had talked to us before and after the testing of the first responders that the numbers, and I know that's not a perfect sample, but the numbers weren't huge there, and the numbers of people that were actually sickened by it were fairly small.
Yeah, very small. And I'm not sure that hasn't changed, Sean. And everybody knows this by now, but the test is for a moment in time. It's at that moment. And so if the virus has continued to spread, you would anticipate that there's still spreading among asymptomatic patients as well as those that show symptoms. So we don't have a real feel, in my opinion, of that. We haven't taken a group like the firemen and the policemen and done a big test like that, although now there is conversation about taking large groups of people, like say in the 500 to 1,000 range, and doing testing to see where we really stand. And that's
right.
With the antibody test.
Okay, but we will have the capacity for that coming online to do more of those tests. And what do you tell just citizens, folks like me, Mayor, that I don't have any symptoms here, but I want to get tested? Do those people need to just wait, or when this comes online, should they get tested?
Yes, they need to wait. I mean, there's not enough testing capacity, you know, at this point in time, to just test everybody. And that's with the antibody test or with the PCR test.
Okay.
And then really, and keep in mind, the antibody test is only a screening test to see if you qualify to take the PCR test.
It just means you've been exposed to it.
That's right.
Let's talk revenue for a second here. As the State Senate Budget Committee yesterday moved a budget out of committee that had basically the same spending levels as 2020, with a few exceptions, but they didn't increase like they had projected. What about that process here in Mobile, looking at this coming fiscal year? Revenues, what are you suggesting? What are you forecasting? What are you hearing from Paul Wesch?
So, you know, we do know that in the month of March, which there were only a few days in March where we were really, let's say, closed down. Because of controlling cost and because of increased binge buying, we're going to have a break-even March. Actually, may actually be in the black a little bit.
Wow.
That's exactly right. But we did not forecast the amount of purchasing that would be going on at the Targets, the Walmarts, and the big boxes. It was amazing. I mean, I think almost, there may have been an exception or two, but most of them had record months. And that was in the month of March. And so we know they're going to do well. They are going to do well in April, but we're going to have a lot of other businesses that do really, really bad. And so April, when we get April's numbers in, it'll be about the 20th of May when we get those, 20th, 22nd of May, we'll really know what the impact has been.
Yeah, I wonder about that. You mentioned that binge buying. I wonder how much of that, you know, if you go buy a bunch of stuff in a binge buy there, do you then later on in the year not go buy things? You see what I'm saying? Or do you stick with your normal spending?
No, your forecast is kind of like ours. I mean, we know that they've got, food stocked away. They've got other supplies stocked away. And at some point, they're not going to need to buy. So it may be May, June, and July when you start seeing the effects of that. And so we're trying to calculate that into our forecasting.
Okay. So it's interesting to hear that because, that was not known, before you got those numbers in, and we're saved by ourselves in the short term. We'll see what happens long term. Just joining us, talking to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to combine a lot of questions here from the text line into one. And basically, it's your thoughts on enforcing this order, the Safer at Home order, when it comes to the salons and the restaurants. We heard from yesterday Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, who said, I don't have the resources, and I guess he meant in that case the Sheriff's Department, to be able to enforce this across the entirety of the county. What is the perception? What are you hearing from the chief? What are you hearing from the Public Safety Director about enforcing those laws inside the city limits?
So, Sean, underlying most of the United States of America is the concept that people obey the law. And so knowing that people do that, then I think that we have the capacity to enforce the curfew. But if you get to a tipping point where you have more people than not that want to disobey the law, then you have a challenge. But there's no law enforcement anywhere in the United States that can enforce laws if the majority of the people decide to break them. And it's just that simple. So I believe that because of the way that the governor will approach this, that she's going to open things up. The city's going to cooperate. I'm counting on the law-abiding Mobilians to help us get through this.
And do you feel pretty good about that May 15th date for another change here to these policies?
Are you asking me what I'm wishing?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, what are you wishing for?
What I'm wishing for is the governor would do something before then, okay?
Right. Very good.
But it would only, I think it would be satisfactory when I say do something before then. If she could give some date certain so that she's going to do something, I think it would be a sigh of relief.
There we go. Appreciate your time. Thank you for checking in with us this morning.
One more question.
Yeah.
One more comment. It's Doc RX, Brian Ward, who has purchased the new equipment that will be able to do the PCR testing.
So Doc RX. And if people Google that, they'll see, and that's that comes online, you said, now or in a couple of days?
No, it'll probably a week, 10 days.
Okay.
It's probably 10 days, 2 weeks before it comes online.
All right, very good. Mayor Stimson, thank you for your time.
Okay, take care.
All right, we will do. So, all right, Mobile's Mayor Sandy Stimson joining us here on Mobile Mornings with some more details here. So, Safer at Home goes into effect statewide tomorrow at 5. Says it expires May 15th, where we may or may not go to Safer Apart. Which, y'all, look at that column there. It really leaves me a lot of questions what Safer Apart's going to be. All right, take your calls and texts when we return at 343-0106.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.